Andrew, you're back in Cranbrook now. Just what are you doing, and what's the plan here?
Well, I'm delighted to be back in the Kootenays today. Flew in this morning to Cranbrook after a beautiful flight here, and of course it's cloudy here in the valley. But drove up to Invermere, had a very positive meeting there with extremely strong support. Doug Klovechuk was at that meeting along with Bill Bennett and, of course, the local people in Invermere. And just drove down here now to another evening meeting here in Cranbrook. And if it's anything like the one in October, it's going to be a big crowd of very positive people.
Just a couple of weeks now until the BC Liberals choose the leader. Just what are your goals before February 1st?
My job is to get out into the communities as much as possible, because it's important for people to remember we have a race of 87 equally weighted ridings. And so the fact there are 5,000 members in Surrey Newton doesn't mean any difference to here we are in the Kootenay, where there are two ridings on the east side here, Columbia River Revelstoke and Kootenay East, and those have the same weight as Surrey Newton, even though they don't have 5,000 members.
What are you hearing from rural BC areas like the East Kootenay?
Issues that come out regularly, actually, not just in the Kootenays, but also up Highway 16, up through the Okanagan, is about wildlife. And it's something that I'm quite happy to speak up about, because no other candidate is speaking about the need to get much stronger wildlife inventories in British Columbia. That's good for conservation, that's good for hunters, that's good for our communities, because it's part of why we're proud to be British Columbians.
What specifically, can you break it down for wildlife? I know we have certain issues with, deer calls, for instance, for us is a big one, but what are you hearing about wildlife?
The main thing to focus on about wildlife is our populations of deer, particularly mule deer, are changing, sometimes declining. Populations of moose west of the Fraser River are in bad shape. And so we've got to start paying attention to this and getting ready to do something about it. And the first thing we need to do is invest more in the Wildlife Service and conservation so that we understand what the numbers are. Because right now we don't even know what the numbers are of wildlife. We just know that it's changing, often in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Just for the constituents in this riding, these ridings, just one last time, what separates you from the other BC Liberal candidates?
Well, I'm always proud and pleased to be able to say that I've lived and worked all over British Columbia. I grew up in Kamloops, worked over a period of 3 years in Campbell River, Dease Lake, Lillooet. I'm the only candidate that's ever lived in rural British Columbia, and I kind of get what it's like to be in a community of 1,000 or 5,000 or 10,000 people, and there are different challenges, there are different things people have to deal with, and I'm very proud to be able to say that I've lived in those parts of British Columbia and have an understanding of what life is like and what needs to get done from the provincial government point of view.
Very good. Anything else you want to add?
Just happy to be here again in Cranbrook. I've always had a very positive reception in Cranbrook between Tom Trepitka and Bill Bennett. It's a very hospitable place, and I always am glad to be here because it's a pretty safe corner of the world for me and the BC Liberals.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks.